Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details in terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply. Make plans to attend the Chris Black 16th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 10th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 460 head of AI bred, fall calving, wide-bodied, easy-keeping, future club calf producing females, and 30 head of stout 18 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0711.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. According to the latest progress report from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission released yesterday afternoon, wheat harvest continues to move northward from the Texas line, with some locations of that area reported to be 95% to 97% complete. At the other end of the state, meanwhile, harvest is just kicking off near the Oklahoma-Kansas border. Rain has hindered harvest from progressing across the state over the past weekend, with as much as 7 inches reported in some places. Showers also impacted producers Tuesday night in many areas across the western half of the state. The wet conditions with high humidity has made it difficult for producers to get an early start cutting, even where the ground was dry enough to carry combines. Test weights, though, have dropped in many areas across the state, and some producers are concerned they will have lost another pound after the Tuesday rains. Fortunately, though, the test weights were starting out this harvest extremely high. The average test weight being reported so far falls in a range between 58 to 60 pounds per bushel. Yields across the state have been ranging all over the board, depending on management, heavy rains, and hail damage. Across southwest Oklahoma, yields range from the mid-teens to mid-20s. Some better yields, though, in certain areas of this region have been reported at the mid-30s to mid-40s range. The same is holding true for central and northern Oklahoma. As we have moved into northern Oklahoma, rumors of higher yields in the mid-40s have also been heard, with some reports even up into the mid-50s. Proteins across Oklahoma, though, continue to disappoint farmers, still being reported in the 10.5 to 11% range. There have been a few reports of fields, though, with protein levels as high as 13% in north central Oklahoma. And in other news, as our current Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, works to get more beef into China, our former Secretary of Ag, Tom Vilsack, is working to get more dairy products there. He told AgriPulse a new deal to allow more milk producers to enter the Chinese market is in the works. Vilsack, who now heads the U.S. Dairy Export Council, has been working for months to change a registration process that keeps new U.S. processors from entering the Chinese market. Vilsack told AgriPulse the deal is a matter of weeks away and will give immediate clearance for 80 U.S. processors to begin shipping milk to China. In 2014, China created new food safety regulations that required all foreign milk suppliers to be registered and certified by their domestic regulatory agencies before they could ship to China. For the U.S., that's the Food and Drug Administration. The China regulations went into effect last year, and the U.S. FDA offered a voluntary registry for U.S. milk producers, but the registry has not been effective. Through Vilsack's work, the U.S. Dairy Export Council has helped to develop a new registry program that is gaining approval by U.S. and Chinese regulatory authorities. You got farm news on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.